Road Rage Radio in Los Angeles. We just got ourselves some Starbucks. I wanna make a pitch or proposal. This is something I've been giving a lot of thought to for a while. We're stationary right now, by the way. We're not cruising. So we'll make this as brief as we can. But this is an interesting scenario here that I call the what-if traffic scenario. Okay? And the question is, what if there was a way to, one, decrease traffic congestion in Los Angeles and other cities, at the same time decrease road rage, at the same time decrease accidents, traffic-related deaths, drunk driving, and other unnecessary disorders of driving, okay, all while increasing city revenues from traffic tickets and other penalties without increasing the fine amounts? What do you think?
You talking to me?
Yeah. Long? Everybody. Now, I'm going to keep going with that, okay? Then we're going to use the additional revenue for worthwhile programs where there is currently no money. Okay? Oh, and did I mention creating a new government job base with some of the additional revenues, a new field in the realm of traffic laws and obedience? And this new department will be primarily responsible for the overall improvement of traffic and driving. Now here's the real kicker, okay? In addition to all the great stuff that I just mentioned, the amount of time and subsequent tickets administered by police will drastically reduce, freeing them up to fry bigger fish like catching thieves or watching terrorism or hunting down murderers, you know, major stuff. Instead of six cops pulling over one guy for doing 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. Okay? All of this with one idea.
What's that one idea?
The how part.
Oh, the how.
That's the how part, okay? Here's the how we would be able to do this. And if anybody works for the city in your town where you're listening to this, or you know somebody who does, or you know a politician that can get things done, take this to him. Tell him he can come and look me up. I'll talk to him about it even more extensively. I am ready with this idea, okay? Here's the how we do all of that. The city employs, trains, and qualifies volunteering citizen drivers who will get paid to control the traffic around them. Let me repeat. The city employs, trains, and qualifies volunteering citizen drivers. They have to go through a test to be, you know, working for the government part-time, and they're considered like a good neighborhood watchdog kind of a thing. This is neighborhood watchdog in your car, okay? They're gonna get paid for this. Now let me explain. In addition to going out and going about their normal lives, driving around, doing whatever, these citizen drivers have the training, the power, and the determination to issue tickets to drivers breaking laws or causing potential harm to drivers in the area that they're in. Okay? So these 150 to 200 drivers from different parts of the city will rotate with each other in their certain area, and the beauty of all of this is that they do not have to change their lives at all. They can accomplish a ton with only part-time involvement. Like I said before, sort of like a neighborhood watchdog. McGruff took a bite out of crime. Well, we're fed up citizens. We're taking a bite out of pinheads and their reckless ways on the roads. Okay? So, Lee.
Steve, you're kind of preaching. I got to stop you there.
Well, that's fine, but this is an idea.
I know, you're getting kind of preachy, and it sounds like you're running for office.
No, I'm not running for office. I have no interest in running for office. Okay?
I mean,
this is an idea to dissipate all the key problems that we can think of that exist in driving right now, with and at the same time, bring in extra revenue for the city, okay, and decrease the amount of time police have to worry about spending on traffic-related stuff so they can concentrate on other stuff. And these volunteers are getting paid. They're trained. So it's like if you work 20 minutes away from home, then you're on your way to work 5 days a week for 20 minutes. If you see some guy cut across traffic and maybe actually hit a car and keep going, okay, you call it in. You have instant access to some type of a police line, okay, that not everybody has access to. You call it in, you give the guy's plate number, and the cops are on it. okay? Or you see something that's not as drastic as that, and you can write down the license plate number, find the guy later, okay? We talked about tickets at intersections, well, you know, cameras at intersections. This is kind of like that, except maybe not as drastic. Or you just pull over the guy, you pull him over yourself, and give him a ticket right there on the spot. And you're on your way to work. If you have the extra time, you do it. If not, you don't do it. That's the what if idea.
What if the first volunteer traffic do-gooder pulls over a bad guy and he gets shot?
What happens if that happens to a cop?
His friends come and they kill the bad guy.
Okay, but the cop takes that risk.
That's true.
Okay, we're talking about volunteers.
Well, that's like asking somebody to cook their own pizza. You know, putting their hands right in the pizza oven.
I don't agree.
You can't have people doing that.
I don't agree with you. I'm talking about volunteers.
Well, I say we get out on the 405.
Maybe it's
we pull somebody over.
Maybe it's a former police officer.
See, now that would work.
Or somebody who's not on duty. Okay? And they realize the importance of dissipating a lot of these problems that are increasing as far as driving is concerned. And people just start finding new alternative ways. Everybody's sitting around talking about what we're going to do about all these traffic problems, and nobody's really doing anything about it. Everything is remaining fixed in terms of their approach when traffic is a lot worse than it was even just 5 years ago. So,
here comes something exciting.
A couple of fire trucks heading down Reseda Boulevard. Of course, I make the sign of the cross. I hope everybody's okay.
Imagine the traffic they have to deal with. In a big old truck like that, having to deal with all this.
That's a pretty girl sitting out front of Starbucks right now.
Well, I offered to see if you wanted to go sit out there and, you know, chat her up.
We've got to do our podcast here. As a matter of fact, we got to start driving again here.
I need to. Y'all continue. I'm going to step in and grab something real quick and drive back.
You're going to get some more dessert?
Fuck no.
What are you doing, Topper? We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot we could talk about on Road Rage Radio. Oh, he had to blow his nose. I've got tissues in here, Dodo Head.
Well, I hope you weren't talking about me while I was gone.
Actually, come to think of it, no.
Well.
Okay, let's cruise. Let's get the flock out of here.
We better buckle up for safety. Because God knows the way you drive.
I drive great. I'm from New York.
When I went to New York a couple years ago, I actually rented a car just to see if I could drive in Manhattan. And I was good. I was good.
I was so good.
Parking.
They didn't know what to do with me.
Parking was a bitch. You know, finding a place to
dump. Parking's a bitch in New York.
Finding a place to dump a rental car in the city, in Manhattan.
Oh. Can you stay away from the word dump?
Well, not. Not with the kind of food I'm eating. Mr. Poole. Wonder what they do there.
All right. I don't even know. Okay. Let's see.
You think everybody in Los Angeles is driving lost? Could that explain why they're kind of crazy?
No.
No, it has absolutely nothing to do with it.
No.
Maybe everybody's all turned around.
I don't know, but it's dark out, man. A lot of these people are driving without their lights on.
Well, that makes it interesting.
I'm serious about what I said before, man. I think a lot of these drivers, here in Los Angeles. They need therapy. And I don't mean for other issues in their life, for driving. They need therapy for driving. All right, I'm pulling out. I'm not waiting any longer.
See, it builds up, doesn't it?
It builds up, but I still drive right. You know, like, you ever hear the expression, fly right?
Straighten up and fly right.
That's it.
Because if you're flying sideways, that's no way to live. Imagine the guys delivering pizza. Oh, or trying to courier stuff in this town.
How about trying to be a taxi cab driver in this town?
Well, they're nuts to begin with.
What was the movie with Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise recently? Where Jamie Foxx was the taxi cab driver.
I don't remember.
I can't believe I don't remember the name of that movie. Unbelievable. Okay, but that, good example. That was L.A. Here's the taxi cab driver. All of a sudden, he ends up on this major obstacle course. Unexpected. That's a little extreme, but...
God, my throat is killing me.
What'd you order?
Zen green tea.
Yeah.
With that's a couple of packets of honey.
That's what I got.
Added into it. $1.70 for tea. That's not bad. For a big one.
We're going to head down Wilbur.
Wilbur. Hey, the LA River's looking a little dry on this side of town.
Oh, yeah. Good. Get back over to your lane. I'm turning into a little turn lane here. And the oncoming traffic, this car was over in my lane and decided to get back over into his once I turned into the turning lane. Smart move, buddy. Like, what were you doing over in this lane to begin with?
Road Rage Radio.
Should we explain that? I wonder if we should explain that, that even though we're calling it Road Rage Radio, it's not, you know, we don't want to be screaming the whole time like Kiefer Sutherland in that TV series 24. Every time you watch 24, Kiefer Sutherland, whoa, don't do it! He's screaming, man.
We've got 6 nuclear power plants that are melting down. Get behind the wheel and drive!
You know, it's like he's yelling for... everything. He's yelling, he'd yell if, hey, do you want to go out and get a cup of coffee? Yeah, all right, Kiefer, but you don't have to yell at me.
He's probably still mad about the name Kiefer. Well, would you say something to your folks?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, the purpose of Road Rage Radio is just kind of to share what we see out here. Not necessarily for us to be the bad guys. It's not,
right.
We're not rush hour vigilantes.
That's,
you know,
right.
We're not, you know, going after the people that we see act
right.
Stupid.
That's a good point. It's a lot of the little things that could cause road rage, not necessarily in us. That's a good point.
I know. I mean, we're not going out and, you know, running people off the road.
Certainly not. We are obeying all the laws. I am turning right now with my signal on, L.A. I think this is going to be hilarious podcasting. I think people are going to get a kick out of it. They're going to find it informative. We're going to read off some statistics. We're going to do that in a show that we got coming up tomorrow.
That sounds hilarious.
What, statistics?
Oh, just reading off one statistic after another.
That's not
the funny part?
That's not the funny part. No, I just said we want to be humorous, but we can't be humorous all the time.
It's hard to be funny.
We got to be informative. We could tell people about laws that they might not know exist. We could question why other laws don't exist that should. It's endless, the things we could talk about. Who are better drivers, men or women? Answer that one for me, Topper.
I can tell you who's more aggressive.
Who?
Women.
I agree.
Yeah.
How many women are going to just take immense appall at what we just said?
Well, it's kind of like what you said earlier. All you got to do is pay attention to who's cutting you off, who's acting the fool. Then it's pretty easy to point.
Well, you know, I see a lot of them putting makeup on while they're driving.
Well, but to be fair, out here in Los Angeles, guys do that too.
That's a good point, but you definitely see more women doing that.
You see more women putting makeup on. You see everybody talking on a cell phone.
Everybody's got a phone out here.
And you know what? In New York, by the way, it's a law now where you have to use a hands-free cellular phone in the auto while you're driving, or they will write you up a $50 ticket every time they see you not doing that. If you're holding a cell phone to your ear and you don't have both hands on the steering wheel, $50. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes. Should be a law out here, too.
I like that car wash right there. It's a piece of shit, but I like it.
It's definitely a piece of shit. Why do you like it?
Because it's the only one over here.
Oh, it's the only one for miles.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder how he managed that.
I don't know. It's a sweet deal. Across the street from the train station. How many people are going to drive by it every day and see his car wash? Captive audience sitting on a train staring across the tracks.
Well, when he had that, there was a lumber. It was a lumber facility.
Right? I thought that was another deal there.
Yeah. So that's actually going to help him.
Yeah, he probably sold that to the state or whoever.
No, if they did, the car wash would be dumped.
Well, but the lumber facility to build that the train station.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll take a cruise through Encino, Topper.
Once again, a lovely part of Los Angeles. The road rage building up in here, Steve?
No, I'm enjoying my green tea.
Get a little zen on, you know?
The car in front of me is actually using his signal. Everybody's in such a rush. And a hurry.
They have a long way to travel out here. You know, it's not uncommon to drive 2.5 hours across town.
That's a good point.
And people think they can save. Well, Steve, what was that?
What was what?
Turning left through a red light.
No, I did not.
You stopped.
I was already
this.
Half on my way.
Which by the way, is illegal. To position your car in the intersection is illegal.
Really?
Yes. How would an emergency vehicle go across your road?
Oh, yeah, good point. Well, that's another thing that happens all the time out here.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of it, I guess.
See?
You caught me on one there.
You know, if you're going to play Ted Nugent records on this radio station, somebody's going to hear it. That's what one of my bosses told me one day. He got all angry at me. You know, back when I was working at radio, I was doing an all-request show on a rock station. I figured, you know, it's an all-request show on a rock station. Well, somebody, oh my gosh, called up and requested a Ted Nugent song. So I played the Ted Nugent record, and my boss just about bit my head off. He says, no, that's only for nighttime use. Well, then why do you call it an all-request show if people are not going to hear the songs they request?
Radio programmers are strange people.
I think radio people are strange people.
Ah, he turned his lights on. This guy was driving in the dark with no lights. Notice I came to a full stop there.
That was mighty nice.
Yeah. Even though there was no traffic around.
You ever thought about teaching traffic school?
No.
We could send out little smiley stickers to our listeners that, you know, participate in driving friendly. We could have a road rage radio smiley sticker for the back window of their car.
In red and black.
With skulls and crossbones. we could sell t-shirts with road rage radio.
In red and black.
In extra large and double X. Maybe the secret is helicopters for everybody. But then we'd have helicopters crashing into one another.
Helicopters crashing.
The day the 405 died. That sounds like
the day the music died.
It had, what would cause a freeway to die? It would be an earthquake that was so bad that it would make the freeway unrepairable.
Well, the 94 quake out here did some damage to certain parts of the 405.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's your premise.
Santa Monica?
There's your premise for the movie. I think there was a made-for-TV movie. I'm going to mention that title to Kim when we get back, see what he thinks.
You do that.
I think I may. What if that website's available? Lots of apartments. New apartments. You don't see that very often.
I think, excuse me, I think those are going to be condos.
Really? Man, make more money. Yeah, I'd like to live out in Los Angeles, but I just don't know if I can handle it. So many people, so many screwed up roads.
Screwed up signs, screwed up drivers.
Remember one that we saw earlier?
Screwed up laws.
Left turn from, right turn from left lane, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that made sense.
Well, and you do see people using their left signal when they're turning right sometimes. So. Whoa! You know what? Some people might say, hey, Steve, if you hate the traffic so much, get the hell out of L.A. Who wants you here anyway? And my response to that is, well, you know what? I live here now. There are things that I am accomplishing by living here. And I have to deal with the traffic just like everybody else. So everybody might as well move. I can't think of anybody who really likes the traffic out here. So there. If any of you were questioning me and had that question, as
all
Archie
right.
Bunker used to say.
So that's what this is boiled down to. Raspberry and the listener on the first broadcast.
Not broadcast, Lee.
Oh. Podcast. I guess it's legal.
Raspberry the listener. I like that phrase, man. We're going to use that. Today, we're going to raspberry the listener. We got something coming up that's going to raspberry your ass big time. Raspberry sounds better for that kind of thing than blueberry or strawberry, don't you think?
It does. Well, it comes
I
from
wonder
a,
why.
It comes from a raspberry.
I don't think Archie Bunker ever called it a raspberry.
Nope.
Well, there's just the two of us now on this podcast, but we are going to feature more in later podcasts. We've got our backseat driver, who we'll introduce hopefully in a later show. We have our traffic babe, who hopefully we'll introduce in a later show. She may actually even take the place of my buddy Lee here.
That's right. I may
while
just
you're in Denver.
Fold this whole project up. Go home. I mean, you know, somebody's got to count the money from all
right.
the income.
That's right. We're going to have something called the 4 o'clock Fear Factor.
Where we'll actually be doing stunts on the 405.
No, I don't think so.
Really? I think that'd be kind of fun.
I don't think so.
We get traffic fun on the 405.
Nope. Ain't going to happen. Not with me in the car. And hopefully not in the area.
You see the video of the little dog running around on the Los Angeles freeway the other day?
No.
He got hit. There were cops were all playing dog catcher. And this dog was running up and down the shoulder, eluding the cops. And people from as far away as New Jersey were calling the LAPD saying, that's my dog!
Oh, my God.
Yes. And so they're going through the big old rigmarole of finding a home for Scruffy, the left lane pooch.
Whoever owns the dog, they didn't have one of those name tag things on it.
One of those name tag type things?
You snooze, you lose.
Well, we knew his name was Scruffy.
Is that right?
Yeah. He's on TV. Maybe he had a little microchip with a wand, had his name pop up.
You know, we'll be able to do some reality radio on the show, hopefully at some point in the near future, where we could actually be broadcasting or podcasting or both car chases. Why is that stuff being exclusive to television right now?
I think because it's a visual. I mean, you hear occasional car chases on the radio,
You do?
Yeah, occasionally.
For,
but they,
for periods of time?
No, because they take so much time, and it's all about the dollar in radio. That, you know, we're going to play 10 songs in a row after these commercials.
Yes, but look at the mindset of people today now. They want that reality-type radio thing. We're doing it right now while we're driving. This is reality radio.
As it happens, as it unfolds.
It's a podcast, reality radio, on roadrageradio.com. It's, come on, we love it.
It's fantastic.
Super, super, super.
Firehouse.
That place is always empty. I don't know how the heck they still
do. I was just going to say, it didn't look real busy.
6:22 on a Saturday night, that place should be smoking.
Maybe they're out of Baba Ganoush. We have no baklava and no Baba Ganoush. Sorry.
I'll give you a Ganoush.
I'd rather have some baklava. That is such awesome pastry.
One of the other things you got to be real careful of driving here in LA is you're at an intersection right now. The light's red for us. As soon as it turns green, the natural instinct is to hit the gas and go. Okay? But you got to be careful because a lot of cars that are experiencing the green light right now, they're going to keep going, even when it turns red on them. You pull out in front of the intersection, and they're going to slam you. So you got to look both directions and make sure that...
See, if you had a fire truck coming right now, either direction, what would we do?
I'd move.
But you'd have to move to allow the fire truck to get by, and that would add precious seconds while you do the cross on your chest. I hope nobody's injured.
That's right. And you know what?
What?
An intersection like the one we're at right now?
Yeah.
This is, again, another depiction of the mindset of these people out here, okay? If you don't pull up into the middle of the intersection,
yeah,
as you say, is against the law,
yes,
everybody behind you is beeping the horn and screaming and yelling at you. Because they think those few feet,
are going to,
while they're
allow
sitting
them
somewhere,
to get through.
It's
going to
make a difference in some way, shape, or a weird, distorted form in their fucking mind.
Well, it was like the guy at the gas station that didn't want to wait for me to put on my seatbelt before I moved out of behind the pump when we were done. And he was just all put out that I had the audacity to take 5 seconds to put on my seatbelt.
The audacity.
I'm telling you, what would his mother think? That's a great looking car wash right there. Ew. Getting $2 for that. Fuck. So what train is going to be coming through here?
I don't know.
Well, you're in touch with your neighborhood.
I couldn't care less.
You'd be able to ride it? Is it going to help you beat traffic?
I don't use trains.
Why not?
Because I need a vehicle at the other end of one.
That's true. That'd be very true.
All right, we're pulling in to get some gas for the Acura.
Hello.
She's got 100,000 fucking tattoos all over her ass.
That's the thing, though.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Okay, are you putting me in the same category as we were in before, where it's going to be where our show ended yesterday? It's going to lead off?
Yeah, this will just, actually, it'll just be another track on the same hard drive.
Okay. I don't want to share this with you, dude.
Well, I guess I won't smoke any pot then.
Well, no. I think there's papers in the, Steve.
And we're back.
It's Road Rage Radio from Los Angeles. Steve and Lee, I'm trying to get out of this friggin' parking lot. I've got, like, what, 2 inches on each side? What do you got over there? Are we clear?
Yeah, it looks like you got it.
Okay. Okay. There's always an obstacle course, folks. Come on out and see it for yourself. Let's shut the sunroof. Or as some people call these days, the moonroof. It's like one is politically correct and the other one's not. Okay. Let's see how long it takes for us to get out of this parking lot. We've got oncoming traffic from the left in both lanes.
I understand city planning is not a strong suit in Los Angeles.
Oh my God, did they screw up the planning of this city? You know what they did when they built everything 40, 50 years ago? They built it
contingent on the amount of traffic there was then, with absolutely no foresight for what traffic will be like in 10, 20, 30, 40 years.
Well, that's pretty much commonplace. No matter where you go in the country, I'm sure everybody's got a highway that was built 50 years ago, and boy, it sure could use a couple extra
Well,
planes.
That's true, but the way Hollywood itself was built, I'm just talking Hollywood now.
So we're in Hollywood, right?
No, we're in West L.A., but okay. I'm using Hollywood as an example because that's a huge area of L.A. Okay, it's a box. Picture a square. The city of Hollywood is a big, huge square for miles and miles and miles, and the only way to get through it and around it and in it, okay, is back roads. It is one big, huge area of L.A. with nothing but back roads. All the highways are surrounding it, which means and there's only like two highways, maybe three, coming out. Because of the way they built all the buildings and designed everything, they cannot put a highway now running through Hollywood, and that is creating huge problems.
What about public transportation? Do you have a subway or a light rail system that can get people out of their cars and out of the traffic, or are you just trapped?
There is a small subway system, it's not huge, and amazingly...
What is that called? LA Underground, or...
I don't know, you put me on the spot there. It is a subway system that is not extensive, as you can imagine, because people fear earthquakes. Imagine being
I didn't even think about that. Underground railroads in an earthquake-prone part of the country, that's...
Well, I think they use some type of a technological design.
A lot more concrete, huh?
In building the earthquake, in building the subway, so that if there is an earthquake at that time, supposedly they're kind of protected, you know? Kind of like these highways they have out here that are supposedly earthquake-proof.
What parts of town does the subway primarily serve?
Like the Hollywood area into like downtown.
So if people are coming into Hollywood, they can stay in Hollywood and cruise around a limited area and not have to deal with LA traffic on the train.
Yeah, well, and then there's above ground trains, of course. We had that massive train accident out here like a month and a half ago. You remember hearing about
it? Oh, yeah, so they're safe.
Well, that was just some nut who put his friggin' SUV on the tracks, wanted to commit suicide, and then decided, I think I'll live. But he kept his truck on the tracks and killed 11 people.
Did he jump out of his car at the last second?
Probably like the last few seconds.
Yeah.
You've seen that.
Just like in the movies, yeah. Oh, we joke, but I mean, it's serious.
Well, it is serious. But, I mean, what a goofball. That guy deserves the electric chair, but the electricity should take about an hour before he's fully fried. Unbelievable. Now they were saying, though, his attorney was saying that, he tried to move the truck off the tracks at the last second, and it wouldn't go.
Oh, okay.
It was stuck.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Well, so the train's not a big option to get around L.A. traffic. I mean, it's Sunday afternoon. About 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and the freeways are crazy. I did a slow and go to stop.
How did you like some of the stuff we experienced down here? Lee was following me on the way here to do this podcast.
Yeah, we drove probably 20 minutes in our separate cars following each other, or attempting to follow each other.
Heading down the 405 south, okay, and all of a sudden, going 60 miles an hour the whole way, all of a sudden, within like a matter of 50 feet, we're down to 20 miles an hour, and then it sped right back up to 60 again. Inexplicable.
Well, we were passing a lot of merge areas, and people were exiting and entering the highway. And it was
because there's no room between getting on the highway and getting off the highway, the way the highways were built here.
Yeah, that makes sense. If they didn't count on as much volume as they have right now, then the on-and-off ramps are definitely smaller and not able to carry the volume.
So, and with that, we were just talking about, you know, the design of the roads out here. They're trying to do little things here and there to help the situation, but you know what? They need a radio show for a whole score of different reasons. If we could change the mindset a little bit and make people more aware of what they're doing while they're driving, and just think about the driving aspect while they're behind the wheel of a car a little bit more often, I think that'll enormously help the traffic situation. So, anyway, we are in West LA, and we're just cruising right now. Don't have to go anywhere in particular, at least at this particular point in time. We will in about a half hour.
Looking for our next road rage victim. No, that's not what this is about.
I'm driving while you're sitting shotgun. I'm not even thinking about the fact that we're doing a podcast or the fact that we have to be anywhere. I'm acting and talking as if you and I are just cruising down the street, and that's what we want this show to be here. Just obviously natural. That's why we're calling it reality radio. So,
that's the real deal right there.
Right now, traffic is pretty good. But you know what? You mentioned a couple of minutes ago about the amount of traffic on the roads, even on a Sunday. And I was thinking about that when we were driving over here. There used to be, when I moved down here 6 years ago, there was rush hour for like 2 or 3 hours in the morning, and then rush hour for 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon from like, 4 to 6:30, let's say, 2.5 hours. 6.5 years later, there is no such thing now as traffic jam time, rush hour, morning hour, whatever. It's rush hour all day long. It doesn't matter what time of the day you're out on the road.
I was traveling across Los Angeles late night last night, heading over to a buddy's house, and it was, again, about a 20 or 25-minute trip normally. It took almost 45 minutes late last night in the dark, and when I asked somebody, what's the deal with all the traffic, they said, oh, it's Saturday night. Well, okay, another reason for a traffic jam, it's Saturday night.
Did you know Saturday is the deadliest day out of the year?
I did not know that.
As far as auto accidents are concerned?
Should we be going to the charts and graphs at this point in the program? do we have the three-ring binder?
Where's Ross Perot when you need him?
I think we have notes. We have notes, but we will eventually put up some show notes on the website so that you can go to roadrageradio.com. You can click on the facts page and find some more resources on what we're talking about during this broadcast.
By the way, this is a scary moment right here. You're sitting under an overpass at a red light. If an earthquake just happened to pop up on us right now, you and I are gone.
Well, the car would start wobbling a little bit, wouldn't it, before the highway came collapsing down on us?
Well, I don't know. Thankfully, I've never experienced
that. I would think the car would kind of wobble, like when your ex-girlfriend would get in and out of the back seat. You know, the car would kind of move around quite a bit. Yeah, she's a big girl.
Like doing the wobble.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that would give you a little heads up to pull forward. I'm just kidding. About the wobble part.
Okay, everybody. All right, we're going to pull a Huey here and head back.
I find it very hard to turn around in this town. They don't allow you any room, especially when you get the big rental car.
No. That's a very interesting aspect of L.A. as well. Once you make a mistake, you've got a fraction of a second to correct it, or you're finished.
Yeah, if you say, I'll just go around the block and catch that, you know, as I circle back around, you're going to get lost making that circle back around the block.
Because absolutely.
Things do not make sense in this city. And believe me, it's not just the pollution talking.
This is our third or fourth segment, I think, in the show, and we've already expressed a lot of different things that take place here, and we've only scratched the surface. We've, like, maybe mentioned 5% of a lot of the weirdities that exist here. Some of them are shared in other cities, but a lot of them are not. Just a lot of weird, freaky things. I'm trying to make a left here at an intersection so you and I can turn around.
No left turn signal to assist in that.
Let's see how difficult this is.
Whoa! That's right. We're making
good.
A fix.
Good. Oh, it worked.
That's beautiful. Normally, it's not that easy.
Hey, you got the neighborhood 99 cent store on the corner there, Topper.
Your Easter headquarters.
Okay.
Got big plans for Easter this year?
No big plans. Mom and Dad are coming into L.A.
Yeah?
They're going to see what the traffic's like for a week.
That'll be an experience for them.
I'm going to just take it easy, though, while they're here. I'm going to be cool. You know, Mom and Dad in the car. We're going to have a rental.
You're still going to get a little built-up rage, I think.
No, I can't do that in front of Mom and Dad.
You don't want Mom and Dad to see you sweat. You don't want to show that side. They want to think you're cool, especially this stage in life, you know, where...
Yeah, you just want them to be relaxed when they come out, you know?
That's right. Kind of like this girl. If she would have seen you lift off the brake pedal as we were easing up to the stop sign, you know, she wouldn't have been as relaxed as she is right now.
Those are interesting shoes she's wearing.
I think she may sleep in those.
Kind of like those old pajamas with the footsies on them.
Absolutely. You know, on those cool L.A. nights.
How you doing, sweetie? Wow, that's a pretty lady on our left hand. So, hey, that's the first time in the podcast that we've done something like that. Mentioned a lovely lady driving next to us, smiling at me. We're waving at her. She's waving back. And then she's on her way, and I'll never see her again.
Maybe you will.
I doubt it. If I did, I wouldn't know it. There's a billboard for The Shield. I don't know, man.
Season premiere?
I don't know about that show.
I like this show.
It's kind of weird. You know, the camera... I'm dizzy after a half hour, man. I'm dizzy. So, listen, if you ever watch The Shield, wait about a half an hour to 45 minutes before you get behind the wheel of a car. Okay? Because you're going to be dizzy. Whether you know it or not, you're going to end up dizzy at the end of watching an hour-long episode of that shit. Is it an hour?
Well, you know, 45 minutes plus commercial time.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're getting some good stuff down here, though. You know what, though? We've done this segment of the show without really any incidents.
It's pretty quiet. It's Sunday. I think people are still in church.
Oh, no. No, Sunday or not, makes no difference in this city. There's a lovely lady walking down the sidewalk. Motorcycle shop.
Multicolored hair. Not that anything's wrong with that. I haven't seen my my first Michael Jackson impersonator yet. Last time I visited Los Angeles, I was on the ground maybe 30 minutes.
You have to go into Hollywood. We haven't done that.
Oh, I saw my Michael Jackson lookalike wannabe nutball case at the airport. They were getting off the airplane, so they were wearing the Michael Jackson outfit on the plane. So they would be in full uniform when they hit the dirty streets of Los Angeles.
We're going to pull into Subway late. Have you eaten yet today?
I have.
Okay.
Kill the time waiting on to hook up with you.
20-minute customer parking only.
It must be a quick sandwich.
We're going to park in 20 minutes, okay, and I'm going to guarantee you that if we're not out of here in 21, there will be a ticket on this car.
So they don't catch any slack on the traffic violations in this city. I wonder why they're so strict on that, yet so lax on everything else.
Well, that's our society in a lot of ways. I don't want to get into that conversation with you because we could sit here and talk about that for a few hours.
Well, they don't want to control you, but as soon as you make a mistake, they want to fuck you?
No, I just think people's priorities are bass-ackward. You know, you got money going into all kinds of different institutions and funds and everything, and they're not being appropriated properly, but let's not get off on that.
Do you think it's a good time in our time to make a change in the way that our driving habits and the way that traffic is negatively impacting our life as we start to reassess a lot of things in government? We're starting to take security a lot more seriously. We're starting to review our laws and make sure they're making things happen. Maybe it's a good time to take a look at our traffic laws and make sure that they're applicable in today's society. But that's just me.
Let it roll, baby. Hey, Steve, can you shut the goddamn door? Oh, all right. How's that, Lee?
You know, it makes me long for that female voice in the Nissans. The driver's side door is ajar.
It's not ajar. Well, if it were ajar, it would have candy in it.
Hey. Oh. So how was your sandwich?
Pretty good, but I was choking the whole time.
What's the deal with that? I had absolutely nothing to do with that.
No, it was weird. A piece of the bread went down the wrong pipe.
What kind did you have?
Meatball sandwich.
A lot of times when you have meatball sandwiches, the meatballs tend to overcook, and you get a little crust on the meatballs.
I like that.
Yeah, it's not bad once it's if you catch it early enough. But if you get in there and they've been baking for a while, you know, like the pig underground for a couple extra hours.
The pig.
That could be a little dry.
Road Rage Radio, Steve and Lee. We're going to turn the key here and get back on the road here in a moment. As a matter of fact, we should probably do that right now.
What part of town are we in right now?
On the time. We're in West Hollywood.
All right.
I'm sorry. Check that. West Los Angeles. There is a difference. Okay.
Now, do you wear your seatbelt every time you get in the car in Los Angeles?
Every single time.
I don't believe you.
No. Every time. As a matter of fact, if I wasn't wearing it, I would feel like, I would feel paranoid the whole time.
It is amazing how many times you hear about a bad wreck on the highway and you hear about people being thrown from their vehicle.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just terrifying.
A friend of mine's sister died a couple of weeks ago with that very thing that happened.
Oh, my gosh.
I believe she was sitting in the back seat, and she did not have her seatbelt on the back. Most of the time, though, I probably would not put mine on here in the back seat.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, definitely buckle up. You know, the life you may save may be someone you care about.
Or your own.
Hey.
All right.
That's the way that reads.
We're back on the roads. Let's see what happens here. It's been peaceful through this area. I don't know if that's because it's Sunday at 1:40 in the afternoon. But we've been doing pretty good here.
So if we still had our traffic reporter's hats on, you know, we were traffic reporters years ago. If we were still doing that, Steve, and we had a quiet rush hour, the common thought process is to go out and create something.
Yeah.
Yeah, go out and cause a wreck. Give us something to talk about.
No, absolutely
not. But see, that's not the premise of this program. If it's quiet, it's a
good thing.
This is a
positive program.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We want to be positive. I mean, there's going to be some negativity. There has to be. We're dealing with a subject that has negative emotional responses for most people. When you mention the word traffic, what's the first thing that comes to somebody's mind?
Ah! Isn't it?
Actually,
here, say it again. Let them react. Let's do some word association with the listener.
A study that I read the other day.
Say traffic, Steve. When you say traffic.
Traffic, yeah.
What thought comes to your mind? See, I told you. They agree.
Yeah. Okay. I read this study the other day. And
I got a chart right here that backs it up.
No, the study said that only drivers in California mostly look at driving as a negative. Traffic and driving as negative. Excuse me. What are you people doing? What this guy decided to pass me on the right.
What are you doing?
I'm letting him know I didn't appreciate that too much.
Road Rage Radio! Holy shit.
Now they're listening, wondering, what did Steve do?
What the hell?
Let's not say. Let's keep him guessing. No, he was an asshole. I'm driving down the right side, two lanes. I'm on the right, and this jerk passes me on the right where there is no lane and then wants to cut in front of me and not using his blinker. You know what? You see, that's the kind of stuff that goes back to what I was saying before, how we need citizen police on the roads just watching the traffic around them.
So speaking of red light cameras,
friggin' boneheads.
They take pictures if you run a red light out here. Send you a ticket to the mail.
Oh yeah,
do they?
Oh yeah, a mutual friend of ours got one. Man, I saw his face smiling as he was going underneath the light. They had a.
You might want to fix your hair. I think we just rolled through one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's.
Alrighty then.
I got one of those for speeding one time.
Do you know I don't know where we are now?
We're at the Westside Pavilion.
Oh yeah. Okay. Here we go.
I'm really impressed with all the ethnic food out here.
Oh yeah, lots of ethnic food.
Now back home, we don't have all these different kinds of restaurants. It's quite eye-opening and very, very tasty.
Well, I have to admit that I'm completely caught off guard and amazed. And it probably has something to do with the fact that we're doing this show. But we went all the way down on about a 10-15 minute cruise, and then came back for about 10 minutes, and I only ran into that one pinhead about a minute and a half ago.
But he was driving a Mercedes, to be fair.
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, they have their own lane. And they're used to it.
You know, that's that's right. I mean, again, there's the mindset.
I mean, don't you realize what his payment is every month?
That's right. So he has more rights on the roads than I do.
Absolutely.
Because he's paying more for his car. I like that. That's good.
The higher the payment, the higher your priority.
You know what that does?
What does that do?
That creates a lot of road rage.
Yeah, it does. And it also creates a little social rage.
Now, here at an intersection.
Did you hear what I said, Steve?
I did. We're here at an
intersection.
Apparently
it didn't mean anything, so we're moving on.
Well, no, I just caught something. When we're driving, if I catch something, we got to mention it here, man.
All right.
We've got an intersection here. We're waiting to go left. The light turned green. There's a one of those circular lights for a green arrow, and it didn't come on. So now we didn't move anywhere the whole time the light was green. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
There it is.
I'm glad I'm on vacation.
Why?
I don't have to be anywhere. Because this would be so frustrating if you had to be at work in 10 minutes.
Do you know that I don't have to be anywhere, and yet, I mean, I do have to be somewhere, and I still feel like I'm on vacation?
I'm just happy to share. Just happy to share.
It's all because I'm with you.
If you can somehow vicariously live through my vacation experience, I want to make your stay in your hometown a little bit better.
Why, thank you.
So why don't you call in work and let's go drink?
Well, I'll tell you what, I could go into work and we could still drink.
Well, that's like the... I can't believe that.
No, can't do that.
Was that your boss that...
You can drink.
Met? Can I really?
Yeah.
Can I use foul
language? Where is the green arrow?
Can I use foul language?
Yeah.
Really? So I can drink, use foul language, can I look at pornography?
Yes.
Man, I don't think I'd take a day off.
Look at this. This is another L.A. enigma. You people just absolutely friggin' amaze me. Okay? This is a busy left turn lane. There is a spot for an arrow, a green arrow, when the light turns green, and you don't get it once.
Maybe it's burned out. It might be burned out. And you know what?
Burned out, all right.
That could be something that we could do. We could have listeners alert us to traffic problems in their hometown. Say, hey, we got lights burned out. My city won't do anything about it. Here's the name of my mayor and his phone number.
Well, the question is, if this is burned out, how long has it been burned out for?
Well, that's
that
what I'm saying.
Is working.
We get people to care more about us. Oh, well, there's just no arrow.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, there it is.
So we do
it,
have
it worked for us. It did not work on the last two green light transactions.
It's kind of like that front row parking spot.
That is interesting.
I'm just lucky.
That is very interesting. I guess it's a sporadic greener. Maybe there's some kind of a timer hooked up to that thing.
Every other cycle on Sunday or something.
All right, we're going to turn into this parking lot here, hopefully. We got a bus barreling towards us, and he's coming over into my lane a little bit.
You know, I noticed you guys actually have first-class transit buses. They are big, beautiful, and brand new. So they're spending some money on buses out here in L.A., but...
Keyword, big. Keyword. Okay, let's see here. All right, Topper.
Well, that just about wraps up this edition as we pull into the parking lot here. We want to thank you for being here. He's Steve, I'm Lee, and this is Road Rage Radio.